From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. The death toll in Haiti from Hurricane Matthew has risen past 260. As search and rescue operations in the wake of the Category 4 storm continue, many relief operations are on their way to assist, including the American Red Cross.
It's a major disaster. It's the largest disaster since the earthquake in 2010, and it's the largest storm in the last 50 years. It looks like there's a tremendous amount of need. Over 350,000 people are in need of assistance. We're looking at over 16,000 people have been displaced.
That's the Red Cross's Noe Hatcher. Meanwhile, President Obama has declared a federal state of emergency in South Carolina, Florida, and Georgia, which are all in the path of this storm, which has already started lashing Florida. Governor Rick Scott in Florida made repeated announcements urging residents to take this storm seriously.
Time is running out. This is clearly going to either have a direct hit or come right along our coast, and we're going to have hurricane force winds. There are no excuses. You need to leave. Evacuate, evacuate, evacuate.
U.S. National Hurricane Center in Miami warned that the hurricane could have disastrous impacts on Florida. Like thousands of other Americans, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump scrambled to change their plans in Florida because of the hurricane. As the storm barreled toward the coast, the Clinton campaign moved staff and out-of-state volunteers to hotels inland. The Trump campaign scrapped plans to hold a rally farther up the coast in North Carolina and canceled a Florida event featuring Trump's daughter, Ivanka. The candidates hold their second event on Sunday. This is VOA.